Skagway welcomed back tourists this weekend with a host of festivities as the town prepares for a busy summer season. And dry spring weather brings warmer temperatures and breezy conditions this week. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Mike Swayze. Those stories are up next. This weekend, in the run-up to what promises to be a busy summer tourist season in Skagway, the community rolled out the red carpet and hosted several events throughout town. After 2 years of pandemic-related shutdowns and very little visitor traffic, many in the community of around 1,000 were excited to see foreign license plates and unfamiliar faces walking down Broadway again. Over the weekend, Skagway hosted an array of events to kick off the return of long days and tourists from Canada's Yukon Territory. The lineup of entertainment kicked off with the 32nd Annual Folk Festival on Friday night at the Eagles Theater on Broadway Street. Did I tell you I
never realized? It's been a while since I've been here. I love coming down to Skagway and haven't been able to come down for a bit.
That's Caleb Tomlinson from Whitehorse, the capital of Canada's Yukon Territory. He was one of the 9 acts that played sets on Friday night. He said playing in this year's Folk Fest was a happy coincidence.
It's kind of the first opportunity I've had to be able to come down and visit, and it happened to be the same weekend as the Folk Festival.
Tomlinson has played guitar for about 20 years and said he was excited to play original songs at the historic Eagles Theater. About half of the acts were from Skagway and the other half were from Whitehorse. Saturday saw the first Garden City Market of the season and the Skagway Arts Council's Spring Show of Winter Work with local artists on display at AB Hall on Broadway Street. Later that night, the Skagway Brewing Company had a line out the door for live music provided by Skagway musician Juan Solo. Early Sunday afternoon, the octogenarian Easter Bunny, Barb Broderson, was escorted to Seven Pastures by the Skagway Fire Department, where, in a pink bunny onesie, she gave out candy to kids from Skagway and Whitehorse during the annual Easter egg hunt. She says she's been involved with the event for over 20 years, but this year's crowd wasn't as big as pre-pandemic crowds. She also wasn't expecting to dress as the Easter Bunny again this year.
I turned it over to someone else 2 years ago. And then she ended up with COVID, so I'm back as the Easter Bunny again.
Kaylin Howard and her daughter Ava were at their second hunt together.
You want to put it in your basket? There you go.
What'd you get, Ava?
Candy.
Hi, you got some candy? Yeah. Nice. That's a chocolate Easter bunny, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Lynn Stevens has coordinated the volunteer-run event for the last 35 years. She says the AC Fairway Market donated 5 cases of eggs for this year's hunt, and on Friday, a group of volunteers gathered at the local Elks Lodge to boil and dye them. Most years, they come out a couple of hours before the kids show up to hide the eggs around the park.
This year, the birds started eating them, so we waited. And until it was like just before time, and obviously we were a little bit late.
There were different areas for different age groups. Catherine Stewart helped hide some of the eggs, but she was secretive about the grand prize golden egg.
Well, first you have to hide the golden egg.
You got the golden egg?
Yeah.
You got the golden egg?
Yeah.
Where are you going to put it?
Yeah, right.
Oh. Atlin Ryan found the golden egg this year with a $10 bill inside. The Spring Show of Winter Work will continue next weekend at AB Hall, Friday through Saturday. Skagway's Fraternal Order of Eagles will also host the state convention this weekend, meaning hotel rooms are in short supply. That is great news for local businesses hoping to rebound after 2 years of very limited visitors. Spring weather brings warmer temperatures, clearer skies, and wind to the Northern Lynn Canal this week. I checked in with the National Weather Service's Kimberly Vaughn in Juneau for a closer look at the forecast. Kimberly, what does weather look like in the Upper Lynn Canal this week?
Well, very pleasant with some sunny skies and high temperatures
actually, by the time we can get to later in the week, by Thursday, might even see highs in the 50s. Still looking at some overnight temperatures near or below freezing, even at sea level, for the next couple of nights, and then warming up slightly through the week.
Looks like a pretty windy start to the week here in Skagway, at least on Monday. You know, the temperatures might be rising a bit, but how much wind are we expecting?
So Monday winds gusting to around 30 miles an hour. And then by the time we get into Tuesday, just north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Might see a little bit higher through the canal areas. Rest of the week, though, with Wednesday gusts returning to around 30 miles an hour. So, you know, it's one of those where not too high, but still do be mindful, and especially if you're going out on the water, to check the marine forecast.
Is there no precipitation this week expected? Is that possible?
I know, it seems like crazy, but no precipitation expected for the week. We do start bringing in maybe a chance, very low chances for the weekend.
Okay, so like, how confident are you that there's going to be some rain showers? I know there's a big disc golf tournament in Skagway this weekend. Is it going to get rained on, or is it just going to be a lovely weather pattern?
You know, it's looking really good for dry, leaning towards that drier weather, but got a slight chance of rain on the weekend.
I assume that means the roads to Canada, the Klondike Highway and the Haines Highway, are looking clear and just fine for travel. Is that right?
Yeah, so the traveling forecast that we do jointly with Environment Canada actually only goes out through Tuesday, and on the Haines side, sunny skies, and the Skagway side up through White Pass, you know, with that dry weather just extending all the way up along the highways as well through the week.
So clear skies at night, we should have some pretty good stargazing, potentially northern lights viewing this week. Is that what we're looking at, clear skies day and night?
Not necessarily clear. There may be some clouds, but definitely stargazing or aurora gazing could be highly probable. You could also check out space weather for the aurora forecasts.
Kimberly, thank you so much for the weather update. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
That was a conversation with Kimberly Vaughn from the National Weather Service in Juneau. For more details, you can visit weather.gov. The aurora forecast this week ranges from moderate to active. For KHNS News, I'm Mike Swayze. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also subscribe to or follow KHNS News anywhere you get your podcasts.